We hope you had a most enjoyable Shabbos. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilui Nishmas, Sarah Malka Basar Bitzak. We are in Masechta Nazir. We're in the second parak Mishnayos, Tes and Yud. Hareini Nazir v'Nazir Sheyeli Bein. What if somebody says, I'm a Nazir and I will be a Nazir again when I have a son? So basically, there's a 30-day Nazirus plus a second Nazirus when he has a son. And Hiskamone Shelo v'Achakach Nolad Lo Bein. So he starts counting his first Nazirus right away, and then let's say 10 days in, his wife has a baby boy. So now he's got a Nazirus and a second one that starts. Do they run together concurrently or consecutively? Says the Mishnah, Mashlem Eshelo ve'achakach mona Eshel b'no. First, he has to finish up his first one, bring the karbanos for finishing the first Nazirus. And then afterwards, he'll count the Nazirus for his son and then do a second one. You can't do two Nazirus at one time, so you finish the first one and then do the second. Now, Hareini Nazik She'eli Bein V'Nazir, what if he reverses it? He says, first I'll be a Nazir when I have a son, and then he reverses it and he says, I'll be a Nazir also. So Hislamon Eshelo, if he starts counting his own term first, in other words, one that's not connected to having a baby, and 10 days in, his wife has a baby boy, V'achakach Nolad Lo Bein, Meniach Eshelo, there he has to stop counting his first, Umon Eshel B'no, then he has to take the extra 30, he counts the Nazirus for his son right away, and then Achakach Mashlem Eshelo, and then he has to finish up his other stuff. Why? Because first the Nazirus of the son comes. So as soon as the son is born, then he must stop his own and go on to the next one. And then go back and start over with the second one as well. In other words, after he completes the one for his son, he brings the extra stuff and he finishes the days that he didn't observe yet. And he does the conclusion as well. Now, the Mishnah's psak that he just picks it up depends on how many days are left. If there are 30 or more left, he keeps the days. But if there are less than 30 days, so like if the original term was Hareini Nazir for 30 days, like we were saying before, you have to do 30 days. So he can wind up actually having done 29 days. His wife has a baby boy and he loses the first 29. That's a pretty serious rule. Hareini Nazir L'Kshe'eli Bein V'Nazir Me'ayom. What if a person says, I'm going to be a Nazir when I have a son, and then a Nazir for an additional 100 days? Nolad Lo Bein Ad Shivim. So if he has a son anytime up to 70 days into his own turn, Lo Yifsid Klum. So like we were saying before, he doesn't lose anything, because after he finishes his Nazirus for his son, he can pick up as long as he has 30 or more days left. But L'Achar Shivim, but if the countdown is only that he owes 29 days or less, so says Shivim, he forfeits the original 70 days. She'entik alachas pachos mishloshim yom. There's no such thing as closing out a Nazirus for a Nazirus that lasts less than 30 days. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.